And at this time, I'm going to invite forward Principal Jonathan Schultz from Zion Lutheran School. And it's great to have Principal Schultz with us. And what a gift it is to have educators in the Lutheran Church. And that's what we call them, they're gifts. As Principal Schultz knows, our teachers are gifts, our principals are gifts. So we're thankful that you're here. We look forward to deepening that partnership too here at Peace. Yep.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much. I'm humbled and honored to be with you this morning, representing our school and being a ministry partner with you. I had jotted down a number of things that I was going to talk about and share with you this morning, but as usual, things sometimes change, and I was inspired a bit by Pastor's message this morning. I didn't realize it, and maybe I should have had a clue. Pastor Lucky does do chapel for us occasionally over at our school, which I'm very grateful for. And he seemed really keyed in on the fruits of the Spirit when he came this last time. That's our theme for this year as well, focusing on the fruits of the Spirit. And so we're talking about goodness as well. So thank you for some more material this morning that I can share with our students through this month. We tie it in also with, you know how teachers have little borders that go around their bulletin boards, and one of them had one based on the fruits of the Spirit. So we also are recognizing plums this month as our fruit of the Spirit to go along with goodness. This is our 110th year. Zion has been around for a while as a school and as a congregation. And I know many of you are very aware of who we are and I think what we represent and that we can partner together on things. We have about 150 students that we serve regularly. About half of those are infant through pre-kindergarten age, and there's about 70 kids that we have K through 8 at this time. Some of them are international students. We have a connection with the university pretty much being on our back porch or front porch, and so we do get families that way as well. But things have changed, I know, since the last time I was here with you, worshiping with you. It's been a couple of years, I think. And one of those changes is that we have had to make some adjustments. We do have a staff that is in some ways the same and in some ways different. We have gone to a multi-grade approach for our education, first through eighth grade. And we're in our second year of that, and it seems to be going quite well, especially with our older kids, as we still are able to provide with the addition of some part-time teachers that are specialists for math and science. We're able to provide an excellent education, and they're just as prepared as they always have been for high school, whether it's in Corvallis or even here in Philomath. We've had graduates that have attended high school here. We have this last year gone through our second round of accreditation, which means that we are an accredited school, not only with the Lutheran Church through that accreditation process, but with something called Advance Ed, which is it's an international accrediting body that governs all over our country, but also internationally. So we have a lot of things going really well for us right now. We've had a lot of technology we've added to our school. I think if Elaine came back into our school, she would not recognize everything because of some of the things we've been able to fund and make happen for our students. And so that's been a real blessing. And some additional teachers. I've been blessed this year specifically with having a first-year teacher join us, and it's reminding me just what it was like for me when I was first teaching. Nothing perfect for sure. Things to learn every day. Bumps and celebrations along the way, but it's been a good experience, and so we have an excellent staff, including our new teacher there as well. We like to say that we are core and more, just a little catchphrase, because that's sometimes in educational in educational circles, that's a key thing. We talk about, you know, what is the curriculum? What are we teaching? And I go back to something I read in one of our Lutheran educational publications, that we share about the world around us, but through a lens of faith. And so in every class, we have the opportunity to not only tell our children and show and experiment and do everything that you would find in any school about the world and our world around us, but looking at it through a lens of faith. I'm blessed this year to be able to teach our fifth and sixth graders their religion class. And it's fun. I really enjoy that because it's an opportunity for me to connect with them, but it's also an opportunity for me to share my faith with them, which I know I wouldn't be able to do in all circumstances or in other educational situations. So I feel very blessed with that. We have just finished our week of celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week. There are a lot of Lutheran schools in our country, not as many this part of the world, but certainly in the Midwest and certain pockets here and there, you're going to find a lot of Lutheran schools. And if you go back and if you enjoy history and you look at the early Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, when it started out in parts of Missouri, one of the first things they did is they started schools. Zion has been just that kind of a congregation as well, starting out in the basement of the church, you know, over 110 years ago or so, when the church used to be located in what's now part of campus for OSU, and has continued. And, you know, there's changes all the time. Sometimes Zion has been big, sometimes it's been smaller. But overall, I think the message has been the same. We share the love of Christ while we teach about that world around us. We consider ourselves a family as well. And to that, you're part of our extended family in our ministry partnership. As part of this Lutheran Schools Week we just had, we had a theme of Upon This Rock. And that was the national theme when we chose to use it ourselves. So we did a number of things this past week to celebrate. We had our older kids go over to OSU and climb a rock wall. We had students bringing in rocks, and with their chapel buddies, they painted pet rocks. And one of the things I asked the students to do was to write why my school rocks. And I've gotten some things turned in already. Not everything has been turned in, but I thought I would share with you what one of our little younger students shared, you know, why my school rocks. My school rocks because my teacher loves me and cares for me. That's a family. That's what we want to stand for. Sometimes families have arguments. Sometimes families don't get along. Sometimes there's forgiveness and grace that's needed. But as a family, you still work it through. And that's who we are as a church and school. So what I would leave you with this morning is, and I know as a ministry partner, there are a number of things that you do as a congregation, but what's really important is that you pray. That you pray not only that God's work is done at peace here, but also through our school ministry as well. Specifically, our students and I and their coaches are going to be going up to Concordia this next week. We have kind of back-to-back weeks of busy things going on where we will be competing in what's called LEST, or Lutheran Elementary School Tournament. Some of you may know what that is all about, but it is basically a competition where there is basketball, there is swimming, as far as athletics, but then there's every academic thing you could think of that takes place. Everything from spelling bees to knowledge bowls to vocal and instrumental competitions to drama, chess, almost you name it. We have a robotics competition that just started up a couple of years ago as well, and we have a small team that is going to be doing that as well this year. So it's a lot of fun, but there's travel involved, and so I'd ask for your prayers for safe travel for us going up to Concordia this coming week, Thursday and Friday and Saturday. This is also the time of year when we are striving to get our enrollment process started. And I would ask for, you know, specific prayers again that the people that, or the families that would benefit from an excellent education that is Christ-centered would be led to check us out and to talk to us and come through our doors. And we would welcome them, of course. So as far as specific prayers, those are some things that I would love for you to consider. As Pastor kind of alluded to as well, it takes a lot of excellent teachers or great teachers in order to have a successful school. And we've got a lot of good teachers right now that, you know, this time of year in particular, when it's gray more than it is sunshine, when there are challenges with lots of extra things going on, just like Pastor Lucky needs your support and encouragement, they need that as well. So your prayers for their well-being and that they can continue to do an excellent job of sharing the gospel with the kids that come through our door would certainly be welcome. So thank you once again for inviting me here today. I know I was supposed to be here on one of those rare days where, you know, that's good old, I'm from the Midwest and I still don't get it why we have as many snow days as we do, but I really do. I understand. It's just, this is part of living in this part of the country. So thank you. Thank you. I appreciate being here very much.
Thank you for being here. And I believe Principal Schultz will stick around for a little bit to greet people and answer questions, that sort of thing. And this family, Principal Schultz, we never disagree about anything. I mean, we root for the Gonzaga Bulldogs, Seattle Seahawks. We're all in agreement. It's just great. Yeah. I'm teasing.